from Talking Mouths.
I know you're expecting to hear the first episode / complete series of Gnomicide, Life on the Single Track. It's with mixed emotions that I have to inform you that this is no longer possible. First, the series caught the attention of our local RCMP, who could find no record of embedding me on any of their gnome-related murder investigations. As some kind of payback, they set up a speed trap at the end of my street. You should check it out. It could be the only one you'll ever see in Whitehorse. But what the cops didn't know was that I drive my car like I ride my bike. In other words, slow. So all they've really been doing is pissing off my less law-abiding neighbors and making me really happy. Second, and probably more important, I received cease and desist letters from both NBC and the estate of the late actor Andre Brower. May he rest in peace. And finally, on a more positive note, an executive at Netflix happened to hear the podcast, and now he's serious about developing Gnomicide as an original animated series for children. I don't know about you, but I think that sounds awesome. While I wait to hear back from Netflix, the pilot episode of Gnomicide, the podcast, will no longer be available. Instead, I'll be resuming the oh-so-tedious and boring work of recording the oral histories of Yukon mountain bike trails.
Just play the whole kit.
I know you clicked on that link expecting at least 12 minutes of quality entertainment. I don't really have 12 minutes of mountain bike-related material ready to go right now. So I'm giving you, instead, a recent sound check from Whitehorse rock band, Cows Go Moo. Their music, by the way, would probably make an excellent soundtrack for one of those downhill mountain biking videos that I don't really watch. As always, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Check. Do you need bass? Bass, please. check, one, two, check, check. Check, one, two, check. Check, 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 check. That's probably good there.